Good morning and welcome to Around the World Here at Home. I'm Jennifer Davidson. Today, we're looking at a country that's unique among its African neighbors in that, except for a brief time under Italian occupation, it remained independent through the era of colonization. And that independence stretches back over 2,000 years. Ethiopia. Dr. Dawit Weldemichael, a psychiatrist with Ozarks Medical Center in West Plains, grew up in Addis Ababa, the capital city.
Growing up, actually, I can't say that I have a lot of good memories. You know, I think my parents got divorced when I was probably 9 or 10, and I was mainly focusing on my studies. I used to go to the libraries, and you know, I'm not like the other kids there in my community who goes out. You know, we don't have any restrictions down there in Ethiopia. A child is born, you find him on the street, okay? So, you know, over here, if a child is so hyperactive, we call him ADHD, whatever, just based on our profession, depending on how hyperactive he is. But in places like Ethiopia, they are just like out there, you know, running down and stuff like that. People on the mud, people playing, and the parents only call them when they are kind of ready for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. So they just come and just basically pass out. And the next morning, another cycle.
Your parents came from neighboring Eritrea, what is today Eritrea. Yeah. How did that affect you growing up in Ethiopia, or did it?
Well, you know, I never knew, you know, until, you know, Eritrea became a separate country that I'm a different person. And I am not, even now, because I was born, I grew up in Ethiopia. There's no significant cultural diversity between Ethiopia and Eritrea, too, you know, so those are basically two similar countries. There is a language difference, but there are people who speak the same language of Eritreans in Ethiopia.
Can you tell me how you met your wife? Was it here in the United States?
You know, like I said, places like Ethiopia, you're very close to your neighbors, okay? My wife was my neighbor, all right? So her mom was actually the friend of my mom. And I happened to see my wife then, but we were not dating or anything like that. We just basically grew up together. So she happened to come to the States before me years ago, and I happened to come here 8 years ago. And, you know, I think I went to visit to her house because her sister had a baby, and we kind of talked about stuff, and we became husband and wife, and here we are, you know.
I'm curious, did you have a traditional Ethiopian wedding?
No, really. I think we're planning to have that done. So this is the case. Normally, you have the weddings and you just proceed with that. But in our case, since we immigrated down here, we were not able to find that scenario for us to gather around to make that traditional weddings. So what we did was a small ceremony, just temporarily. So we're actually hoping maybe a few years down the line, you know, the four kids, we may have that wedding ceremony. We got married, but that ceremony was not here. You know, in places like Ethiopia, when you call for a wedding, it's not only 100 people that you call. So you may call 500 or 1,000 people. So people gather around, they eat, they dance, they play all night long. Okay, it's very costly. All right, so we didn't have that wedding here, but hopefully we'll have it very time soon. Huh?
That'll be quite a guest list, 1,000 people.
You're invited.
Thanks. Great, I've never been to an Ethiopian wedding. That's great. There is a plant that is worshipped almost around the world throughout daily routines. That is the coffee tree, the coffee plant. And what role does coffee play in both everyday life in Ethiopia and also in the economy?
Well, coffee is a big source of income for the country, okay? So every day we hear on the radio how much Ethiopia gets from coffee selling. Coffee is originally it's from Ethiopia. The way we make coffee is different. It's not like you go into a Starbucks or get your espresso or whatever, but the way we do it is we sit down, okay? The man, you know, they don't do it. It should be the wife of the house. She kind of get dressed up as a nice traditional clothes and grind the coffee herself. And it's a lot of things. So you drink the coffee 3 times, okay? So, and you gather around, and it will help for, you know, that social therapy, okay? I think that a lot of people who does not require therapists there because they are therapists to themselves gathering in a coffee, table.
Now, how many traditions would you say that you and your wife have in your own home versus more American or Western traditions? So like gender roles, are you predominantly pretty traditional, would you say?
Right now, it's not. You know, I think we have kids. So I have daughters, I have a son also. So you don't want to show them what the tradition is in back home or in Ethiopia where there's male dominance, okay? Even nowadays, you know, you see, you know, husbands, they don't know where the kitchen is, okay?
So with your daughters, how do you teach them a more balanced approach to gender roles and family?
Well, basically, we ourselves are learning a lot from them, okay? So
you're learning from your kids?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, I think they go out of school, okay? So they learn new cultures, which we never grew up with.
Can you think of any of those?
Oh, you know, I think the language-wise, the way you kind of approach people, the way you talk to people, you grew up with tradition. You know, I still have that influence. Even when I see patients, you know, I'm not that too casual. You know, I think there's respect when you talk to people who are older than you or people who are sick. Mm-hmm. You gotta be compassionate. We call elderly people not like he or a she, we call them a they. So when you name them, they say it like this, or not like he said like this. We don't say that.
Just it's a plural out of respect,
yes.
Like the queen is
exactly.
We.
Yes,
okay.
So that's how we kind of approach kind of people who are older than us, okay? So when you talk to them, you know, you may not see them eye to eye, okay? You may kind of bend your neck to some extent, kind of lower yourself down. This is just out of respect, elderly people.
Can you tell me about the religious landscape of Ethiopia? There, the Christian majority and a substantial Muslim minority have lived, for the most part, peacefully for hundreds and hundreds of years. What are you doing in Ethiopia that the rest of the world can't seem to figure out between those two cultures?
Well, we're peaceful people, you know. So, you know, I think Ethiopia is very ancient, you know. I think that's the first place that you find the oldest people, right? So Lucy was found there, okay? I don't know if Lucy was a Muslim or a Christian, but but for political reason, old days, Ethiopia is named as a Christian country. You know, people gather around, you know, it's not like only in church, you know, there's annual or biannual festivals, people really gather and all through the streets of the major cities. The same for Muslims, okay? So all those holidays, whether it's Christian or Muslim holidays, are federal holidays. Suppose today's Ramadan, that's a Muslim holiday. I'm off from work, okay, even if I'm Christian. Suppose today is Easter, the Muslim is off from his work, okay? So, you know, just respect the boundaries and see all the same, you know?
Again, that was Dr. Dawit Weldemichael, a psychiatrist at Ozarks Medical Center in West Plains, Missouri, talking to us about his home country of Ethiopia. This has been Around the World here at home on KSMU. I'm Jennifer Davidson.